In this demonstration, I am going to show you how to integrate Power BI with Cortana. The first step is making sure you've got the right build of Windows 10. Now we can check this very quickly by using a command called winver. And winver brings up the About Windows dialog box. And if I zoom into here, you can see on the second line, I am using version 1703, which is above the minimum of 1511. If you don't meet the minimum requirement, then you're going to have to upgrade your Windows 10 operating system to that build. Secondly, we need a workplace account. And as you can see here, we have a workplace account in the start menu. And ideally, that workplace account should match up to the same account that you use to log on to the Power BI service itself. Now, in this case, I'm going to sign in using my credentials. And once Power BI is up and running, you will see the same picture appearing in the top right-hand corner of my account. So there you go. Now, there may be scenarios where essentially you need to add a workplace account to your Windows 10 operating system. Now, the first thing I would say is that please get permission off your domain administrator. And the reason for that is they may have Active Directory group policy restrictions that prevent that from happening. And also you should be going through that change control process so that your business is aware of what's going on. So if you have the blessing and you can do it, what you can then do is go into settings in Windows 10. And in here we've got account section. And if we click on the account section, the fourth option down is to access work or school accounts. So we can click on this and then use the connect button here to add the second account. And this will just require to add in an account name and a password. And then that will place that account in the list down here. So these are the initial steps that are required to prime up the Windows 10 desktop to be able to integrate Cortana with Power BI. However, there are additional things that you need to do within both Power BI desktop and the Power BI service. So what we're going to do is open up Power BI desktop. And the intention here is not to create a complex report at all. We simply want to focus on how you get that Cortana integration. So once Power BI Desktop has opened up, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to get data from a CSV file. And it's a very simple data set. It's just a list of pop stars. And we'll just get this. And we'll pull this in. Okay, so on the top right, you can see that the fields are populated with the fields from the data set itself. Now, what we are now going to do is just go to reports and put in a very simple report there. And it's just account. There's nothing special about this. It's just doing a count of the number of records within there. Now, this isn't the most important point. What we need to do is click on the report, and we have a very important option called format. This option can be found under visualizations here. Now, if we click on that, there are two areas of interest. The most important aspect is the page size. Now, at the moment, the type is set to aspect ratio 16:9. What we need to do is we need to change that to Cortana. Now, that will change the layout so that it can fit in the Cortana screen on the desktop. What you've also got is page information, and I do recommend you use this because what you can do is enable Q&A and add an alternate name. So what I'm going to do here is add an alternate name of Popstar Count. I'm then going to publish that, which will ask me to save it as a PBIX file. So we'll save it as a PBIX file called Popstars, and we'll put that on the desktop. And then what we'll do is we'll publish that to the Power BI service. And here specifically, we're going to use My Workspace, click on Select, and that is now publishing that to the Power BI service itself. So that's the first step, making sure that you set the page information with the page size set to Cortana, the page information using Q&A, where you can add your alternate names. Now, within Power BI, if I go to my workspace and I just refresh this screen, what we'll see is the data set appearing for Popstars here. Now, if I go into here and go to schedule refresh, yes, there's work to be done with the data source credentials, but that's not the focus of this demonstration. What we're going to focus on is the penultimate option at the bottom, Q&A and Cortana. Now, if I expand this out, what I can do is allow Cortana to access this data set, click on apply. And additionally or optionally, what I can do is provide features Q&A questions that can basically augment the queries that you have against a given data set. So that's been set. I'm not going to add any Q&As. As you can see, we've got the Popstars report here, which is that simplistic count. I do have another report called Brexit Sentiments, which was a streaming analytics capture of tweets on the day of the Queen's speech in the UK on the 21st of June, with a time period between 10:26 and 1:45. All the tweeters and the authors have been anonymized and so forth. But what I've essentially done is I've basically applied the same approach to this. So for example, if I go to sentiment breakdown, we've got a Cortana card there. Same with offer of tweet, sentiment chart, and so forth. So there's been Cortana cards set up from the main bulk of the report that I've created itself. So let's try this out. I'm going to go to Cortana, and then I'm going to do a search for Popstars count. And as you can see here, there is the best match for the Power BI report we've created. So let's just do that search again and click on that. And what it will do within Cortana is it will bring you up the report that matches that. So there's the count card that we have. Other examples. So you can see here we've got the Brexit tweets. So we're getting a list of the Brexit tweets there. I'm going to change Brexit tweets to Brexit sentiment and click on that. And what we should get here is a chart with the breakdown of the sentiments, whether they were positive or negative or neutral. And it is interactive, so we can hover over these areas and take a look at the tooltips that pop up. So this is how you can integrate Cortana with Power BI.